UFO to go on your house and radon. Where you live, where you work. You know, the second leading cause of lung cancer deaths in this country, radon-induced lung cancer. All right, what you need to know and a few questions. Well, we've got a few answers. Jessica Carnes is with me, American Association of Radon Specialists and Technologists. And I've also got David Metzger. David's with First Option Radon Measurement, which is actually in Amherst. Jessica and David, good morning to both of you. Thanks for the time.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Jessica, let me start with you. What is radon? I mean, I see stories once in a while of 60 Minutes may do a piece. What is radon?
Radon is actually a breakdown of uranium. And Northeast Ohio has a very large quantity of uranium in its soil. You know, it's as uranium breaks down, it goes through a decay cycle just like any other element. And one of the things that it turns into is radon gas. Radon gas is colorless, odorless, and you can't see it.
You mentioned Northeast Ohio. If you look at the country, the world, we're in the upper area as far as concerned?
Yeah, and actually, you know, the uranium was actually left by glacial deposits. So if, you know, anyone remembers back to their, you know, high school or college geology books, you'll see that we were covered by glaciers. In fact, most of the Northern Hemisphere was covered by glaciers. And as those glaciers receded, they left a number of mineral deposits in our soil. The one that is the most concerning is uranium.
David, you test for this radon gas. Can I smell it? Can I see it?
No, actually, you can't, and that's why the big push is, golly, this Radon Awareness Month, let's try to get everybody to test that can possibly test. There's a couple of different methodologies of testing, and some of them consist of a simple little thing like a little charcoal canister that you can actually buy some of these at Lowe's and get them fairly cheaply from the Ohio Department of Health. And test yourself, although sometimes those tests are a little bit dubious. Probably better, especially if you test once with those tests and follow those directions carefully, if you buy that kit at Lowe's or Home Depot or one of those stores, you know, do the test as closely to the rules as possible that they give you. And then if it comes back high, then maybe you want to call one of the radon professionals in the area and have them do another test just to be darn sure that you're right. Because the thing, you know, testing is the only way to find out if it's there.
So, Jessica, this radon works its way out of the ground. It gets into my home or where I work?
It does. It actually, its only job is to find its way to the surface, and it's going to follow what's called the path of least resistance. So it's going to come into your basement or to wherever has ground contact through cracks in the foundation, through holes in the little, you know, tiny holes in the conduits of the, you know, piping that comes into your house, through your sump pump. You know, there's many ways that it can come in, but that's really what it does.
All right, it's a month where you recognize radon gas. Again, 21,000 deaths a year induced lung cancer from radon, according to the researchers. I've got Jessica Carnes and David Metzger with me on it. Another minute here. David, you test for this through First Option Radon Measurement. When you test and find it, what do you do as a homeowner? What happens?
Well, as a homeowner, the thing to do is get a hold of a radon contractor that does mitigation. Actually, Jessica is one of the best in the country. Her company, AZ Radon Solutions, does a tremendous amount of mitigation. And basically, there's a number of different methods of mitigation, but basically what they do in a couple of different ways is drill a hole below the foundation and put in a piping system and a fan, which will actually suck soil gases out from underneath the foundation of the house before they have an opportunity to get into the house and therefore trapped in the house. And that's been a very effective methodology, and it's not terribly expensive to do, which is really kind of good. It's especially inexpensive if somebody's building a house to have the builder ensure that they build it with a radon-ready capability, so it already has that pipe work in and you don't have to go to the expense of putting it in later.
Test for it there, yeah. Jessica, right. for someone that wants to follow up and learn some more, is there a website or a place you direct them?
Yeah, there's a number of different places to go to. And I guess the EPA website, if you did epa.gov/radon, there's a ton of information on there.
Okay.
The Ohio Department of Health, just Google Ohio Department of Health radon, and there's a bunch of stuff on there. if you're interested in seeing what we have to say at ARSC, which is the American Association of Radon Scientists and Technologists, that's www.arst.org. There's a plethora of places out there where you can get radon information. Just Google radon and you'll get flooded with stuff.
Hey, finally, Jessica,
I'm sorry.
When we talk about health issues, there's research about long-term lung cancer. Anything else from the body as far as reacting to radon that you've seen or come across?
Well, actually, there's a lot of studies going on right now that are linking long-term radon exposure to things like Parkinson's disease, MS, other types of cancer. So lung cancer is something that they've been able to prove, definitively that this is, a cause. Exposure to radon is a cause of it, but they're working on, and they found, evidence that suggests that it could be linked to other diseases as well.
Interesting. Jessica Carnes and David Metzger, the topic radon gas. We'll put up a couple links at willsinsider.com so you can follow up, too, if you got some concerns about your house or where you work. Guys, I appreciate the info.